Something historic was going on the morning of December 17, 1968, in the municipal courthouse on St. Paul Street. Joseph Howard, the very first African-American in Baltimore ever to be elected to a 15-year term as a judge on the city's highest level of state courts, the Supreme Bench of Baltimore City, was being sworn in. For the newly elected judge, the road to this august standing had been uphill and hard won. The legal establishment's support of sitting judges, those already in office, and race were all overcome in his against-the-odds victory. Also being sworn in that same morning were Senator Paul A. Dorff, Basil Thomas, and Robert B. Watts. Together, they defeated Judges Thomas Kenney and Edwin J. Wolfe, and together they would join the popular and easily elected Judge Robert Hammerman. Each judge spoke in somber tones with gravitas, appropriate to the occasion. When it came his turn to respond, Judge Howard said, quote, "There are many experiences I must endure to improve myself." The judge was prescient. When the ceremonies ended, the newly elected Judge Howard thanked his many supporters and headed for the parking lot, reserved for judges, thoughts of a pleasant evening of quiet celebration ahead. As he approached the parking lot just north of the courthouse on the upper level of St. Paul Street, he saw and sensed the worst. His car was gone. On this great day of his life, he had forgotten to put on the windshield of his car his newly issued judge's parking permit, and the police department dutifully hauled his car away. Earlier that day, Judge Howard had said in his acceptance speech, quote, "There are many experiences I must endure to improve myself." But for sure, he, newly elected as a City of Baltimore's Judge Howard, didn't have in mind having his car hauled away by the City of Baltimore.